Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024, and the time is now 1:02 p.m. This is a public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-540, titled Forest Land Values 2024. And for 540-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions, and 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also, in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Brenton Madison, in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Kathy Holder and Barbara Imperial, in their roles as management analysts. Kathy and Barbara will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Paul Stude, our Forest Field Operations Manager, Ross Goodwin, Valuation Forester, Tara Smith and Benjamin Craig as Revenue Foresters. We are conducting this public meeting remotely through Zoom. Participants are here joined through Zoom as well as through telephone calls. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and providing us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-540, 458-40-610, 458-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at tiffany.d@dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publications in the Washington State Register as WSR 24-18-093 on September 30th, 2024, and by notification to interested parties. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-540, title Forest Land Values 2024. Refer to in this meeting as Rule 540. WAC 458-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions. Refer to in this meeting as Rule 610. And WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment. Refer to in this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rules 540, 610, and 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to me, Tiffany Doe, at email address tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov no later than the end of today, October 22nd, 2024. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process is to file notice with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rules. The notice call form CR 101 is published in the State Register, and announced through mailings to interested parties. The public meetings for the rule is today, Tuesday, October 2024. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public hearing on these proposed rules. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested parties. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to these rules. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept in the ITA division in the permanent rulemaking file. The final step is to adopt the revised rules. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final drafts of the rules to the Office of Co-Revisor using a Form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington Register. Before opening for public comments, I would like to ask Ross Goodwin, our forest tax evaluator, to explain the proposed revisions to Rules 540, 610, and 660. Ross, I think you're on mute.
Thank you. Yes, I was. I apologize. I'll start with Rule 540, the Forest Land Values Proposals for 2025. They went down by 1/3 of 1% over 2024 this year, so not much, really only affecting land grades 1 and 2. So I will go through those now. For land grade 1, operability class 1, value is 226. Land or class 2, 224, class 3, 210, and class 4, 153. For land grade 2, operability class 1, the value proposed value is 193. For class 2 is 186. For class 3 is 179. For class 4 is 127. For land grade 3, operability class 1, value is 150, for class 2, 146, for class 3, 144, for class 4, 111. For land grade 4, operability class 1, the value is 117, class 2 is 112, class 3 is 111, class 4 is 84. For land grade 5, operability class 1, the value is 84, class 2 is 74, class 3 is 73, class 4 is 52. For land grade 6, operability class 1, the value is 43, class 2 is 41, class 3 is 41, and class 4 is 39. For land grade 7, operability class 1, the value is 19. Class 2 is 19, class 3 is 17, class 4 is 17. And for land grade 8, operability class 1, the only class, it's $1. That concludes the 2025 proposed forest land values. And for, did you say Rule 610? I was not aware that I was going to be presenting those changes.
Okay, I can do that quickly.
Okay.
For Route 10, we only make a change to subsection 7. Currently, the reference for 458, this subsection 7 reference 458-40-610 to subsection 14. However, the correct reference should be 458-40-610 to subsection 13. With that, I'm passing it back to you, Ross, for Rule 660 updates.
Okay, thank you. I apologize for that oversight on the 610. But okay, for proposed stumpage values for Eastern and Western Washington for the period of January 1st through June 30th, 2025, the changes are as follows. So for I'll start with Western Washington, with Douglas fir, stumpage value area 1, the value is 517. SVA 2, it's 544. SVA 3, 586. SVA 4, 601. SVA 5, 516. SVA 9, 503. For Western hemlock and other conifer, stumpage value area 1, the value is 244. SVA 2, 294. SVA 3, 282. SVA 4, 277. SVA 5, 295. SVA 9, 230. For Western red cedar, for stumpage value areas 1 through 5, the value is 1,028. For stumpage value area 9, the value is 1,014. For ponderosa pine, SVA is 1 through 5, the value is 153. For SVA 9, the value is 139. For red alder, SVA is 1 through 5. The stumpage value is 355. For SVA 9, the value is 341. Black cottonwood for all stumpage value areas is $1. For other hardwoods, stumpage value area 1 through 5, the value is 92. For SVA 9, the value is 78. For Douglas fir poles and piles, stumpage value area 1 through 5, the value is 959. For stumpage value area 9, it's 945. For Western red cedar poles, stumpage value area 1 through 5, the value is 1,968. For SVA 9, the value is 1,954. For chipwood, in all stumpage value areas, the value is $1. For red cedar shake and shingle, the value is, for all stumpage value areas, the value is 327 per cord. For posts in all SVAs, it's 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. For Douglas fir Christmas trees in all stumpage value areas, it's 25 cents per lineal foot. For other Christmas trees in all stumpage value areas, the value is 50 cents per lineal foot. And that concludes the Western Washington proposed stumpage value changes. Now for Eastern Washington, for Douglas fir, stumpage value area 6, $285. SVA 7, 299. For Western hemlock and other conifer, SVA 6, 237. SVA 7, 251. For Western red cedar, stumpage value area 6, value is 795. For SVA 7, it's 809. For ponderosa pine, SVA 6, value is 139. For SVA 7, the value is 153. For other hardwoods, stumpage value area 1, or excuse me, 6 is $1. For SVA 7, the value is $9. For red cedar poles, oops. There we go. For red cedar poles, for SVA 6, the value is 1,561. For SVA 7, the value is 1,575. For chipwood in both SVA 6 and 7, the stumpage or the value is $1. For small logs, the value for SVA 6, the value is $14. For SVA 7, the value is $16. For red cedar shake and shingle blocks, for both SVA 6 and 7, the value is 327 per cord. For posts in both SVAs 6 and 7, the value is 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. For Douglas fir Christmas trees in SVAs 6 and 7, the value is 25 cents per lineal foot. And for other Christmas trees in 6 and 7, the value is 50 cents per linear foot. And that concludes the proposed stumpage value changes for Eastern and Western Washington for the period January 1st through June 30th, 2025.
Thank you, Ross. And I would just like to add that in this proposed amendments, we also update a reference in Table 9 and in Table 10 with reference to thinning. As of the reference right now is reference 458-40610 subsection 28. However, the correct subsection should be 458-40610-29. Okay, so we will now proceed with the comment portion of this meeting. If you have a comment, please use the raise hand functions on Zoom. Once I call your name, please identify yourself and who you are representing before comment for the record.
Looking for that.
Okay. I guess you can comment, John. Go ahead. Thank
Okay.
you.
My name is John Ehrenreich, and I'm the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association, for an association of large and small timber landowners in the state of Washington, representing about 4 million acres. I just wanted to say how much that I agree with the proposed stumpage values, and we think you've done a great job as always. And the same with the land values. I have run my own calculations, and I agree with what you've come up with. We always really appreciate working with the Department of Revenue, Forest Tax Section. You guys are really terrific. Every time we have a suggestion, you look into it and treat it with respect. We really appreciate that. So thank you very much for all the work that you guys do. We appreciate the relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Okay. So it doesn't look like we have any other comments. So I would just like to reiterate that we also appreciate receiving testimony in writing. If you have written testimony and could send us your oral testimony in writing after this meeting, please submit your comments via email tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov by no later than the end of today, Monday, October 22nd, 2024, so we can keep your comments in the department permanent rulemaking file for rules 540, 610, and 660. And I also like to proceed with recapping the rulemaking process. This has been a public meeting for input regarding the proposed amendments for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-540, Forest Land Values 2024. For Washington Administrative Code 458-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions. And Washington Administrative Code 458-40-660, Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. As a reminder, the department will next review any comments we receive on these rules drafts, make changes as needed, and publish the proposed amendments for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting with us this afternoon. If you are not on the department rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you would like to keep informed of future rulemaking activities related to these rules, please provide Kathy Holder or Barbara Imperial with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at Kathy H. at dor.wa.gov, and Barbara can be contacted at barbara.i@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 1:22 p.m. and the public meetings for Rules 540, 610, and 660 is now adjourned.